At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And we don't just mean the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go paper-tarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out, the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Monday, April 10th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward a jam-packed Major League Baseball slate tonight. Across the MLB Diamond, we have 14 games today on Monday as the new week begins. And we're going to go to Globe Life Field, home of the Texas Rangers, where the Rangers will be hosting the Kansas City Royals tonight at 8.05 p.m. Eastern Time. Currently, the Texas Rangers are listed as a minus 170 home favorite, with the Royals a plus 150 road dog, and the total in this game is 9. Now, going into this matchup, the Royals are 3-7. They just took 2 of 3 on the road at the Giants, but they did lose on Sunday in the last game of the series as a 3-1 as a plus 135 road dog. On the flip side, the Rangers 5-4, but they just dropped 2 of 3 on the road at the Cubs. However, ironically, they did win yesterday 8-2 as a minus 110 road pick'em. So in tonight's series opener, Kansas City will hand the ball to righty Zach Greinke, the ageless wonder here, 0-2, but a 2.38 ERA so far through 2 starts. And Texas will counter with lefty Andrew Heaney, who they gave quite a bit of money, 2-year deal, around $25 million in the offseason. But he had a couple rough start here after 1 start, 0-1, 23.63 ERA. So ERA pretty high there, over 20. Anything you know in that range here tells you you probably got lit up there in your first outing, your first couple outings here. But anyway, what have we seen across the market? Well, a lot of respected money in movement and steam toward the Texas Rangers. The Rangers actually opened as low as a minus 150 home favorite, and we've now seen the Rangers get steamed up all the way to minus 170. So the Rangers in this spot, they would match one system. If you have a favorite with a steam move of 10 cents or more, those teams are 34-27, 56% so far this season. It's also a bit of a buy low, sell high with the Texas Rangers. in terms of having just lost 2 of 3 versus Kansas City having won 2 of 3. So again, you're kind of extracting more value on Texas after a tough series there against the Cubbies. Meanwhile, selling high on the Royals, who again have one of the lower win totals in baseball this year, but did just take 2 of 3 at San Fran. Texas, by the way, 4-2 at home this season, 3-2 as a favorite. And the big advantage for Texas is their bats here. The Texas Rangers are hitting .242, which doesn't sound that great, but compared to the Royals, it's pretty good. The Royals are only hitting .184. The Texas Rangers have scored 47 runs versus just 27 for Kansas City. And there are +11 run differential versus -11 for the Kansas City Royals. And currently, we have about 70% of bets here in dollars on Texas. So it looks both a bit of a pro and Joe system match here with both majority of bets and dollars going Rangers. And again, when you see a big steam move like that of 20 cents or more, you know, to me, steam really catches my eye 10 cents or more. But 20 cents or more, as long as it's not a, you know, a pitching change or, you know, a big name player being out, that just tells you a lot of respect to money hammered Texas saying, hey, -150, -160. That's a pretty good number here to back the Rangers at home and buy low and sell high against Kansas City here. Also, keep an eye on the total. We have seen this total tick up a little bit. It opened at 8.5. It's really juiced up 8.5 over -120 with a lot of juice liability. And some books are even creeping up to 9 here. So again, I think when you're betting these totals, you really want to try to jump on them either overnight if you can predict a move or get a good system match, or in the morning here. If you wait till, you know, game day and later in the day, or, you know, early evening right before the game starts, a lot of these numbers move. So for example, if you like this over 8.5, you probably want to get it now. If this lands on a 5-4 game, lands on 9 runs, you know, you cash over 8.5 if early bird gets the worm. If you're late to the party, get an over 9, you push that play there. So again, the half run can be critical when you're betting these totals. And again, trying to get the best number early and beat the closing line is always the goal. But we have seen in particular overs this year with the new rule changes. Obviously, banning of the shift. You're seeing more hits. Also, the bases are bigger. A lot of people are calling them the pizza boxes. And they've increased the amount of steals per game. So it's much more exciting. More guys on base. More runs scored. Overs so far this year are 79-58. 58%. If you had bet every single over in every game this year, you'd be up 14 units with a 10% return on investment. If we see the line either stay the same or rise with the total, the over is 56-38, 60% with a 14% ROI. And in particular, Globe Life overs. For whatever reason, you know, domes, retractable roofs, typically when a dome is closed, you always got to keep an eye on this. As of right now, the dome is opened for this retractable roof stadium. You can always check the Twitter, especially the Texas Rangers official Twitter, to get that insight of whether it's open or closed. But always keep an eye out if you're betting a total, is the roof open or not? That can make a huge difference. If it's open and wind's blowing out, that's a great thing. If it's closed and wind's blowing in, or it's open and wind's blowing in, that can be a detriment or maybe an advantage there to the under. But we have seen here today, so far, the roof is open. It's kind of blowing right to left, about 5 to 10 miles per hour. But in particular, at Globe Life Field, historically, it's only been around a few years here. I think the COVID year was the first year it opened. We have seen overs at Globe Life about 53%. 53% doesn't seem that great, but the average stadium is closer to like 49-50. So we have seen overs do pretty well here in general. And we do have this liability to the over. But liability over, line move here toward the Texas Rangers. I'm looking to go with this steam and back the Rangers here on -170, 8:05 p.m., Rangers and Royals.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, we're going to stick in Major League Baseball and now go to a late game here. The last game of the night, 9:38 p.m. Eastern Time between the Washington Nationals and the Los Angeles Angels. Currently, the Angels are listed as a -240 home favorite. Big favorite here, big number. I'll get to the reason why in a second here. It's one of my favorite system matches. And the Washington Nationals, by the way, on the buyback around +220. Total in this one is 9.5, juiced up quite a bit to the over. So going to this matchup, the Nationals are 3-7. They just split a 4-game series at the Rockies, but they did lose Sunday's finale 7-6 as a +120 road dog. Meanwhile, the Halos 5-4, but they just dropped 2 of 3 at home to the Jays. They lost a heartbreaker 12-11 yesterday as a -130 home favorite. So the pitching matchup in this one, and this is why where it gets interesting: Patrick Corbin, lefty, on the bump here for the Nationals, and are automatically off the bat. If you know what I'm talking about with Patrick Corbin, you know what I'm talking about. Gets that in 1 second here. But Corbin, 0-2 with an ERA of 8 through 2 starts. The Angels, meanwhile, will go with fellow Southpaw, Jose Suarez, who's 0-1 with a 12.46 ERA. So what have we seen here with the Angels? Well, it's a big number, But looks like early on, especially, pros did not mind the early expensive number. They actually thought it might have been a little bit low, relatively speaking, because this game opened the Angels as around a minus 200 home favorite. Now the Angels are all the way up to minus 240. 40 cents of steam, one of the biggest steam moves you're going to see in any game across the board today. Some shops are even closer to minus 250. So that would match that system. Steam 10 cents or more in your direction, 56% this year. Also, I have another system here. Monday home favorite off a loss on Sunday. Over the last couple years here, or since the start of the 2022 season last year, those Monday home favorites off a loss, they're 45-26, 63%, with about a 5% ROI. But really the angle here, to me, to go with the LA Angels, and even if you want to look at the run line is the spread in baseball. It's the -1.5 favorite, which would be Angels -1.5 at minus 135, the Nats +1.5 at plus 115 or so. But the angle here is fade Corbin. Betting against Patrick Corbin, there's death taxes and betting against Patrick Corbin. And before Corbin, it was Matt Harvey. It was always fade Harvey day. Well, now it's fade Corbin day. Betting against Patrick Corbin, 2-0 this year. And if you look at betting against Patrick Corbin since the start of the 2020 season, it's 53-21, 72%. 17 units won, 23% return on investment. It has been great to bet against Corbin. In particular, it's also good to bet against Washington when they're going up against a lefty. The Washington Nationals against lefties since the start of the 2021 season, they're only 36-76. That's a 32% win rate there. So they've really struggled against southpaws with the Angels team quite a bit here. Again, in a fade Patrick Corbin spot. Also, you look at the total in this one. We have seen a bunch of liability to the over. Open at 9.5 over minus 120. So looks like this line may even be creeping up to 10 here. Forecast is going to call for low 70s, about 5 to 10 mile per hour winds blowing out to center. But this would match some systems to the over. We mentioned over so far this season, cashing at a 58% clip. Line stays the same or rises with the total. The over is 60%, even better, 14% ROI. But in particular, both these teams are over teams. The Nats are 6-3-1 to the over, and the Angels are 5-3-1 to the over. So again, I could have just started the cap by saying it's fade Corbin day. Again, it's been a huge moneymaker the last few seasons. And don't feel bad about Corbin. He signed a $180 million deal. He won a World Series. But the guy's been really, really snake bit here over the last few seasons. And for bettors, I always get excited about fade Corbin day. So even though it's a big number, I'll be looking to back the LA Angels here at home around minus 240 betting against Washington. The return of Major League Baseball is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better bettor. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, I already gave away a couple of them. I am officially on the Texas Rangers. Let's go Rangers. It's a buy low, sell high. Losing 2-3 versus Kansas City, winning 2-3. It's also kind of fishy. Andrew Heaney has an ERA of 23, yet the line's going in favor of Andrew Heaney. So I want to kind of get behind that fishy move. But it's all about the steam there. Again, minus 150 up to minus 170. I'm back in Texas there at home against the Royals. Give me Texas at minus 170. Also, big number, but any play I make, it's always bet to risk versus bet to win. So I'm on the Angels minus 240. I'm not risking 2.4 units to win one unit. I'm always risking just my one unit. If the Angels lose for me at this big number, I'm just going to lose one unit like any other bet. But of course, the bet to risk versus bet to win on a big favorite like that, you risk one unit, you're looking to get a little less than a half unit back here. So also, I'm going Halos. I got to fade Corbin day. It's just something I got to do. So I'm on the Rangers, I'm on the Royals, and then one more for you. Even though I'm a Boston Red Sox fan, I think there's a pretty good angle here and a good number on Tampa Bay Rays here. So give me the Rays tonight against the Red Sox, 6:40 p.m. Eastern time. I am on the Rays at minus 155. Rays at home against the Red Sox, as I mentioned here. But this one, very interesting for a couple reasons. Number one, Boston Red Sox, they're 5-4. They just swept the Detroit Tigers here. They won yesterday at 4-1, cashing as a minus 120 road favorite. But the story here has been, so far to start the year, the Tampa Bay Rays, unbelievable. They're 9-0. They've won all nine of their games, the only undefeated team in baseball. Incredible start to their season here. The Rays just swept the Oakland A's. They just had two straight 11-0 wins, cashing as around minus 300 favorites here. We have seen a little bit of movement toward Tampa Bay. And if you look at Tampa, the numbers that they've laid, these are the last four Tampa Bay games. They've been minus 275, minus 280, minus 300, minus 310. Massive numbers here for Tampa, who's off to this electric start. Today, they're only around minus 155 against the Red Sox here. But the key is the line is moving in favor of Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay open around minus 150. You're up to minus 155. I see some books even creeping up higher to minus 160. So I think if you wait later in the day, this thing will only creep up higher as the public will probably just say, give me the Rays just because they're 9-0. But there's a little bit of an indecision here. It's not that lopsided. It's all 60% of bets here on Tampa Bay just because, you know, Red Sox do have that name recognition where public just says, hey, I'll just ride the Rays out of principle. But man, the Red Sox, they're a competitive big market club, even though they don't act like it since Chaim Bloom took over. But anyway, looking for this matchup, we do have Nick Pivetta on the bump here for the Red Sox. Pivetta here to start the year, 0-1, does have a 1.80 ERA. Fleming, lefty here for Tampa Bay Rays, he's 0-0 with an ERA of 15. So it's almost like that Andrew Heaney play where, you know, if this guy's Fleming's of a 15 ERA and yet the line's moving in his favor, you know, what's the deal there? It looks fishy in favor of Tampa Bay. If you look at also offensively, big advantage for Tampa, they're hitting 289 versus 259 for Boston. And they have a team ERA of just 1.89 versus 4.89 for the Red Sox. And also Adam Duvall, who I just kind of ragged on Chaim Bloom. I will never forgive him for trading away Mookie Betts and getting pretty much nothing in return, and then giving away Xander Bogaerts for nothing as well. But anyway, one move that he did make that was a great move was Adam Duvall. I think it was a one-year, $7 million deal. And Duvall, I believe, leads Major League Baseball and runs batted in. But he's been their best hitter, Red Sox best hitter. But Duvall could miss this game. He left yesterday with a wrist issue. So if you're missing your best hitter, detriment there to the Red Sox. Also, we do have Tampa Bay. I think they are, 9-0 as a favorite here. I believe they're 6-0 at home. Also, a much more rested bullpen for Tampa Bay. Over the last three games, Tampa's only pitched 7 innings out of their pen. Red Sox have pitched 12 innings out of the pen last three games. So much more rested bullpen here for Tampa Bay. Even though Fleming hasn't been great, the line is going in his favor, and maybe he's got a short hook here with a rested bullpen. Also mention this total here did creep up to the over, open at 8. You're up to 8.5 here. It's 8.5 over, minus 115, like it may even go to 9. And both these teams are over teams. The Red Sox are 6-3 to the over. Tampa Bay is 6-2-1 to the over. So a little bit of liability over there, but I got to take Tampa Bay in this spot. I'm going Rays at minus 155. No Duvall for the Red Sox, and we're playing kind of free-rolling here, Tampa. When you have such momentum and playing so great, that's a pretty good number. After you've been laying minus 300s, only minus 155, I'm going Rays in this spot. Give me Rays at minus 155. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Monday, April 10th. But a reminder, as we start a new week here, there's so much going on at VSiN and, of course, in the sports betting world. We have wall-to-wall baseball back in our lives every single day, which I love. We have NBA playoffs here pretty soon. Same thing with NHL. We do have 2 games in the NBA. We have 10 in the NHL. Let's keep an eye out later today for the Market Insights pod, the second pod I do, which is the main course. This is just the appetizer. But we'll have some more plays here for you later in the day around 3 o'clock. But anyway, with so much going on in the sports betting world, as well as obviously the NFL draft, only a couple weeks here away, let VSiN help you make smarter bets. Easiest thing you can do is go to VSiN.com/newsletter, sign up for the VSiN Daily Newsletter, wake up to great sports betting content, advice, insights, expert picks, breakdowns every single day. You can follow us on Twitter at VSiN Live. I'm at Josh_insights. And again, we'd love for you to become a member so you can get all those best bets sent directly to your inbox multiple times throughout the day, a live stream of all the VSiN shows, all the articles beyond the paywall, as well as those great DraftKings percentages letting you know where the bets and dollars are at for every single game. So if you want to become a member, we'd love to have you. Only $9.99. Get everything I just mentioned. It's a great offer right now for your first full month of service. That is VSiN.com/subscribe. But enjoy the sweats, everyone. Hope everyone had a great Easter and a great Passover. Let's see if we can have a winning day to start our week. And of course, as the wise man of VSiN likes to say, hopefully we can cash some tickets on a big Monday, because that's what it's all about. Enjoy the sweats, everyone. Have a great day.
At
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.